Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time to talk with our old friend, 105.3 The Fan alumni, and a heck of a reporter there at the NFL Network, Jane Slater, joining you now here in the G-Bag Nation. The Expressway brought to you by the On-Time Experts. Segments brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com/cowboys. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. This is the football hour, isn't it, Wolchuk? Chiafalo?
It sure yeah, it is.
Brought to you by the greatness of Buffalo Wild Wings.
We're B-Dubs is football.
As Jane joins us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, Jane. How the heck are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. You know, we're just kind of sorting through our prediction or our thoughts, our analysis of this trade. What's been the reaction in your circle to this acquisition of Jonathan Mingo for a fourth-round pick?
I was going to say, Gavin, guys, what's your prediction for how this one's going to play out?
I don't think good.
Well, I think it's you've got to manage your expectations, right? I think when Jerry said that we're still all in and that we are buying, not selling, there was a brief moment this morning in real time where he thought, okay, maybe he's going to finally go out and do something. Doesn't quite make sense given the fact that you're starting quarterbacks on IR, but okay. And then it was Jonathan Mingo. And this is no disrespect to this kid. I mean, he was picked in the second round. He was a 30 visit for the Dallas Cowboys. I think the issue for at least a number of GMs that I reached out to today, because look, guys, as much as I cover other teams, I'm 98% on the Cowboys. And sometimes you can be too close to it, right? So I was curious what other GMs thought. I was told, good kid. He had essentially not progressed in the offense in Carolina the way that they had wanted him to. And that was evident by the fact that, you know, there were so many guys ahead of him on the roster, even with the injury to Adam Thielen. But a number of the GMs that I spoke with said, not a fourth round pick. I mean, the word that was used over and over when I talked to folks was too rich. And so I think that's where the frustration is for the fan base and for people looking at this from the outside. I mean, I understand that, you know, he's still on a rookie deal. He's got 2 years. He's young. There could be a maturation and, you know, it's giving you depth and you're not having to pay a lot. But it was more of the fourth round pick that I think stood out. A lot of people thought he was more of a sixth round pick and then get a seventh round pick back.
Do you feel like it's upside for the future or could it help salvage this season? And how much hope do you think there is in there that they can get back in the race for the division or a playoff spot?
I don't think he's going to make a big impact on the season. And maybe that's unfair to him. I mean, if you look at Ole Miss, he looked like he was a pretty dynamic wide receiver. In the Panther situation, obviously he didn't have a quarterback. But as is explained to me, I was told by one GM, he's basically Jalen Tolbert. Like, that's where I would have ranked him in your offense. So you're going to get two Tolberts over here? To me, it's the same as the Trey Lance deal with the fourth round pick. Now, I did find it intriguing today, and I don't know, maybe I'm hearing this wrong. I don't know if you guys listened to this because I think it got lost in all the other stuff. But when Jerry talked about Cooper Rush, but also this idea of Trey Lance. And I found myself going, are they going to try and use both of them in the offense? Maybe I heard that wrong. But I thought that was sort of an interesting nugget from Jerry. But still, this is a fourth round pick this year that, I mean, you really haven't done much with.
Do you think Mingo has a better shot at a successful career than Trey Lance?
I mean, it's always up to the player, right? I mean, I think a lot of us, and again, it's like comparing apples to oranges. When Amari Cooper was brought in, everyone sort of rolled their eyes. Mm. They didn't feel like he had done much at the time. I believe it was Oakland before they went to Las Vegas. And then he ended up, you know, helping turn around the season. So, I mean, anything's possible, I suppose. I guess the big knock on the guy is just his career numbers in the NFL the last 2 years. Not exactly standing out, and quite frankly, you had an opportunity to be great, and he just wasn't.
How much more Zeke should we expect to see on the field?
That is a fascinating story, Gavin. Look, without getting into too much, I think the three team meetings were a big deal. There's far more meetings than that, but the three team meetings, missing those, particularly on a week when, you know, it just come off a loss to the 49ers. I thought it was really interesting that, okay, he scored in San Francisco. Why wouldn't you want him in Atlanta? And it seems like they were trying to send a message that, you know, we sort of expect everyone to carry themselves a certain way and we need you, and he wasn't. And then to have Jerry push back and sort of dismiss it as if, oh, it's just a couple of blemishes. I wish I had those. You know, just a couple of late things. It's more than that. And so maybe Zeke learned from this. I can't imagine any of us would want it out there that we've been disciplined. And I can't imagine that Zeke wants to be away from football. But it does seem like the messaging, you know, at least from the coaching staff and then, you know, up the ladder with Jerry, seems to be a little off on this one.
Jane Slater here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Jane, did anything else come close to happening today, you think?
Not that I've heard of. And I think that's the other thing that is probably frustrating for a lot of folks. It's, you know, I know that they feel like they've addressed the running back situation by...
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
At least going out and getting you Dalvin Cook, and maybe we'll see, you know, more from Dalvin. I know that the issue, at least in the running backs room, has been an issue with pass pro. So, I mean, maybe they could have gotten someone that was a little stronger with that. You know, you definitely need help along the defensive line. Maybe offensive line some depth. It wasn't my understanding that they were, and again, we might find this out later in the week, but based on some of the people that I talked to, they didn't seem like they were overly aggressive with anything else.
Jane Slater with us here on The Fan. Do you have any idea, Jane, like who spearheaded this thing? Was this a Jerry strong arm? Was this Will McClay and the scouts saying, hey, we got to do this? Any idea there?
I do not. So, yeah, I'm sure, again, all of this stuff will come out at some point, as it does in Dallas. But to my knowledge, you know, I will say that, again, this was a guy that was part of their 30 visit. So, you know, if you make the 30 list, you've got to at least have, you know, a vote of confidence from a couple of those guys. So, you know, I think if anything, there was probably, yeah, this guy looks like he could help us. Maybe people in the building, and again, I don't know. I can't imagine people in the building thought he was worthy of a fourth round, but maybe that was Jerry. I don't know.
Hey, Jane, I'm just going to ask you to maybe play a little bit of psychiatrist here. And what do you think the state of Mike McCarthy is right now, going through all this?
Look, I mean, even when I talk to other coaches, you might be shocked how many people send me text messages, you know, from other teams. I mean, they're watching the national shows as much as fans are, as much as we are. And they're constantly asking me, like, what are they doing over there? And I think that's the hard part for any coach that comes here, whether sure. it's Mike or anybody, is it is so different here than it is anywhere else. And I have that perspective because I cover other teams.
Right.
I think Mike's probably doing the best he can do at this point, given, you know, you didn't exactly bring him, you know, from what a lot of us on the outside could see is necessarily players that could make a really big impact for you. And while I appreciate them paying CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott, we've talked about all of this stuff ad nauseum, sort of the delays in doing that, how that, you know, essentially affected your cap, sort of the team morale of some of it. And then I've got to imagine for a lot of, not just Mike, but the rest of his coaching staff, you know, you're on 1 year deals and right. this is the roster you've got to roll out there. And then you're looking at the division and you're seeing the way the Commanders are playing and the Eagles are seemingly figuring things out. So without having, you know, insight from Mike specifically, I mean, Mike hasn't told me anything personally. Mm-hmm. I just think human to human, that'd be hard for anybody.
Yeah. Has it been different at all in your perspective, the way that, that people are viewing the Cowboys situation this year versus some of the criticism they've gotten in years past, where it does seem like now it's kind of the finger pointing is at Jerry in the front office versus maybe the play on the field?
Well, I don't think it helped that, again, the buzzword that Jerry used was all in, or necessarily the, you know, the piece that he did with Clarence Hill touting what a great GM he is. You know, it's like, I think you put a target on your back when you say those things, good or bad, right? And so, as one person said to me today, another GM from another team, it's, that's the Cowboys. And so, you know, I think there's a little bit of just eye rolling, but laugh sometimes when it comes to the Cowboys when I talk to other teams. But with that being said, guys, there are so many players and coaches that tell me they'd love to be in Dallas. Sure. You know, they want to join the circus. And so it's sort of that catch 22. It's just, this is just how the Cowboys are. And I think that's how a lot of us that cover the Cowboys have gotten too.
Jane, final question. Do you know how long Dak's going to be out? And do you think they can beat the Eagles without him?
You know, we've seen this before though, right? I mean, when Cooper Rush has come in there and the team's had to galvanize around him, mm-hmm. it is interesting to me the way that those guys step up. Now, we haven't seen Cooper Rush do that longer than, what, five games? So how sustainable is that for the season? And, you know, I certainly hope that we never have some sort of controversy that we're talking about, because that would just be, you know, a whole nother thing. But I do think that these guys, sometimes when their backs feel like they're up against the wall, they find a way to respond. But I felt like their backs were up against the wall against the 49ers when it was a 49ers team that was pretty injured and you're coming back from the bye week, when you then went on the road to play the Falcons, and the Falcons, a lot of people thought that some of their wins were anomalies or it was a bit of an outlier. You know, so I don't know. What I do know is when I look around the league and I see, you know, like a positionless offense like the Falcons, and how excited the guys are when they talk about that offense, or New Orleans with Clint Kubiak before the wheels came off the bus, the excitement around the offense. I don't feel that around this offense. And I don't know if that's, you know, if that means pointing a finger at Shoddy or Mike, or if that's pointing a finger at the players. I honestly don't know where that lies. I just know that it's different when I go other places.
Fantastic reporting once again, Jane. Appreciate your perspective, and we'll catch up with you soon.
No problem. Bye, guys.
Bye. Wow. That was, you know, really profound, I felt like, at the end. She's going around and seeing things and seeing excitement and is not seeing with these Cowboys what she sees elsewhere.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com